believe in what you want, find something, bring you energy, and do action every day, you will realize whatever you want.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And today we have a really fun guest who has really breathed the breath of entrepreneurship his whole life, has an extraordinary story, and actually a book to share with us as well. Dr. Jacobo Yesielo is the CEO of Luxury and Wealth Group. What a beautiful name. Jacobo's journey began in Naples, Italy, where his love for his family and city shaped his early passion for entrepreneurship. Starting at 11 years of age, he delved into books by real estate investors and entrepreneurs, laying the foundation for his future success. Jacobo, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to really dive into your story today.
Alara, thank you to invite me. And the beautiful pre-part about respiration, inhaling the air, is so beautiful because it's the first time somebody asked me before to do a podcast, but really important. Thank you, you know.
Yes, it's important to me because I teach wealth as effortless as breathing. So we always have to breathe first and then the wealth flows. So wonderful. Thank you. So let's go back to you as an 11-year-old boy. Where did your life really take you? I know that you were in soccer and you were a professional soccer player. So tell us how you went from professional soccer player to entrepreneur and really where you are today.
Yeah, like Alara, what's happening, what's starting? I starting in a family where I have a lot of love, and I grew up with a lot of emotional love. Means like I starting when I'm really young to understand I have something inside me that I want to create. I starting first of all to read a really young age book of entrepreneur people. They have a different kind of life. No means only in the business, but two other kind human being. I am super interesting in people that touch other human life. And what's happening, started to read, and I understand I want to create. And the one way to create, is for me, at that time, is a soccer. I started to play professional soccer. Means I leave my city, Napoli, and I go to other city to like around 14 years old. I leave my house and I live for 3.5 years in another part of Italy. What's happening? All my dream, all my effort is in this dream, everything. And arrive at one point where I have one big injury where I need to finish this career. Really sadness, a lot of darkness. I remember like yesterday. I feel in some part of my body to at this age. And what's happening, I realize I need a change. Now, at that moment, I have the love of my mother at that moment. What this means, my mother told me with one hand in my face, don't worry, you will succeed in another way, in another something. And this gave me really at that time, the power to move forward. I understand I have this capacity to learn and understand other human beings. And I understand I want to become an entrepreneur and an after investor. What this means, I starting to, to understand where I possible what I need to do in my life. And I first of all ask some money from government of Italy, open one shop, and this shop fell miserable. I closed the shop after 6 months, sleep in the second floor, and this is the second part where I don't want to go back to the house of my family, and I asked the last favor to my father. Please give me 8,000 euro. And I know I will change the location of the shop. I marketize different. And I know I will be successful in this business. What's happening? He helped me in everything. Really nice guy. He is my hero. How I hope so. You or other people now, they're listening to this podcast. They have their hero like father, you know? What's happening? I from over there, I opened Modo 20 shop, make my company really big success, with a really, big number and a big revenue. And, starting at 22 years old to invest to in real estate and, you know, everything smoothly, go perfect. I know I have, my business. I have another business in real estate. I travel a lot in Africa for the same business, gold jewelry. I have at that time a beautiful fiancé, rich and everything, you know, when everything is perfect. And I open another business with other two partners where this company in the same business, I have the knowledge. I bring the knowledge. I bring everything. And I position it in the like director of this company. The ex-girlfriend of my best friend. And, you know, I am really solid. I have everything perfect. But around 28 years old, like life is never something like this. I have another, really big drop emotionally and not only emotionally. Business started to lose revenue. My business print for the shop. My partner take my company where I bring everything, knowledge, experience and everything, because I travel a lot. I don't pay attention. And my person I put over there, like the ex, of this guy, this my ex friend, technically he, helped them to took the company from me. Really at that time I started to crumbling. And I need to find something else. Not because, I at that time already create wealth, but, you know, I need something because I have this desire. And what's happening, I started to research, seeing Florida, the opportunity real estate, because over there around 2011 when I arrived is the good moment to buy property. Search, take one fly, go for the other part of the world, tell to my father, please, keep going with the shop. Some shop we sell, other shop we keep it. And I go to the other part of the world. And from over there, after a lot of sadness, after a lot of time where I slept in the floor because the other person, I remember like yesterday, I tell everybody this story where I try to call FPL for connect the light. And the other person don't understand me because at that time I don't speak any word in English. And it's really complicated. You know, the first part, really, really complicated. But from over there, I do more than 350 flipping. I create my portfolio of property where I have the possibility. Now, for example, I am in Italy, in Napoli, in this moment, to spend time with my family. And this gives me the possibility to becoming freedom. Try now to send the message out, because I believe in two things. You have one phase of your life where you grow, and the second phase is to contribute, do contribution to other human beings. And I am now in this phase, you know.
So beautiful, your story, and also, you know, the challenges that you absolutely went through and yet continue to succeed, continue to flip the coin around. What do you feel like is the special sauce that you have? What do you feel makes you successful when all of those challenges showed up for you?
Yeah, what I understand is something so important. Everything starting from the every business, everything, whatever you want to know, starting from the first phase. Research. After, you need to becoming a master the word you research. And the third part, you need to do action every day, one step at a time. And this is working for me in all my, I possible tell you all my, because all my different life, everybody, we have different life, but somebody in business and when you, you know, you try to create something every time more big, not for money only, but to for create something, because the creation is inside you and you want to create, because when you arrive to create, you have abundance, you possibly all share with more people as possible. But I think so this binomio is the correct way to create wealthy life, and it's working the same to create abundance internal. For example, before we do we do briefing, you know, together, first of all, before starting the podcast. And this is one part really important in my day, to give me energy, to give me power, because I believe now, after really big deep down emotionally, to how is important to create one method to bring you energy, and after you have this energy, you possibly go after wherever you want.
And through this process, you mentioned something that was really beautiful. You mentioned your family and you mentioned the love. You're the only entrepreneur I've ever interviewed who has mentioned their family, the family they were born into, not their wife or their husband, or and has expressed feeling really loved by both your mother and your father being your hero. That to me is just delicious.
Thank you.
Have you come across a lot of people that you've helped that haven't had that initially? And what do you do to help them when they haven't had that initial love?
Yeah. The problem is this, you know, I think so when you grow up with love, you have something so important, but at the same time, you need to pay really attention at this word I share with you. You are so sensible. I tell to everybody, I am a pragmatic investor, but sensible, okay? Because I do business, you know, I do real estate. But what this means, you know, the love, to create love is a process too. And when people sometimes, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they have really different kind of life where what this means, I don't grow up in a rich family, but I grow up in a normal family, but with love. What this means, at that time, this love give me support. And now I try in the best way, sometimes I do perfect, sometimes less, to give back to them in a different way. But the love, I think so, is process, is the big word open every door in your life. And I want to go more deeply in this, if you give me the possibility.
Absolutely.
Why love is so important in business? Why love is so important in relationship? Because I don't know if you know what's happening in business or in the world. When people, they don't have love, starting problem, you know. And love is give to the other business or the other partner or whatever it is. When you have this love, when you share love, when you try to understand the other person, the person try to bring down their defense. And in this moment, you open two heart. And when two open his heart, it's possible to create something beautiful, something really unique. And to help somebody don't grow up with love, the only way some entrepreneur or somebody to receive love, the only way is to share with them this powerful emotion. How you share is different way. For example, I do for all my network, where somebody give me love or energy in my life, in some part of my life, I share every day one good message through WhatsApp. You know, I have people for many years, they receive this good message from me. because I want to give them something, because we are not in the same time, in same life, because we are in different country, in different world, in different status. But I want to remember them something. And the beautiful about this is sometimes after people that respond to me for a long time, I receive one message. Hey, you know, that message you send me at that day changed completely my power. And, you know, I changed my day, you know. I mean, I think so. To respond to your question, the only way is to try to share more love if possible. People will be changed, you know. It's not easy, eh? I am not perfect. I try every time to do.
Again, just I applaud you because being a man, being a business owner, it's not a common topic. It's not something that I see a lot. And I felt it the minute you came into the podcast. I felt your presence. I felt the intention within you of love. It radiates from you and it's absolutely beautiful. So you mentioned you had, you know, the first part of your life and now you're in the second part of your life where you're really, your intention is really to have an impact, really give back to humanity. What does that look like for you? How are you doing that?
Yeah, for example, you know, in the last year, you know, I have one dream in my mind. And the dream is this one, you know, we need to be honestly pragmatic in our life. What this means, I believe in create the internal abundance and after create external abundance. But yeah. I create that money, richness is so important because without abundance, in first of all internal and second of all external, you don't possible touch other people, other human being. Now my goal is really, you know, first of all to share with more people the book Healthy, Rich and Happy. It's come out in 2024. And it's go really well because inside I have this method called MPB and the real estate it connect together. What this means, I explain how it's important, first of all, to create something internal and after to go through the real estate, the vehicle, to create your abundance. And plus, I have another really important thing. Now, you know, I help one association in Miami called Hermano de la Calle, where this association give the people that are in the street another time dignity. And now what I do is for them. First of all the money from this book will give to them. But, you know, I already give them some property, some my property, where they have these people where, you know, to give to the people they are in the street and, you know, to give back their dignity, you know. And another really important part will create for me in the next 5 years some real estate related to what we try to explain before, you know, related to meditation, morning, pray, biohacking and exercise. What this means, I believe house is not only a place where you need to go and sleep, but the house is your, everything where you come back, you need to feel something. And I believe if I have the possibility, the divine give me the energy, the power to create some kind of real estate when the people they come back, they receive this kind of emotion. And through the house, I speak about meditation, pray, biohacking, and exercise will be another life. And this is my next goal. Try to serve two human beings. Completely different. One will be people they have no house and they need one place, but I don't want to give them only one place. I want to give one place where they will receive the power I receive from this meditation, pray, and all the thing. I believe 1,000% give energy to the humanity and what you do, the breathing exercise. Mm-hmm. And the second, the other human being, people, they are super wealthy because they want to find another level. And with this powerful technique we have available, they possible bring their life a next level and they possible help other human beings more, you know?
Wow. So extraordinary, truly. And so people are really resonating with what you're saying. Where can they find your book?
Yeah, my book is in Amazon. I really ask to help me in this because I believe this book possible give something to them. If I don't believe, I don't try to sell. I don't try to impose nothing. And I believe this book have really powerful information. Not because it's coming from me, because it's coming with the detail from university, from study. I really spent three years of my life to go deeply in each step and to explain how it's possible becoming wealth through the real estate, but first of all with this method MPB. And they possible find the book in Amazon and through my website www.healthyrichandhappy.com or in through Instagram. They possible I share sometimes some kind of content related to this real estate and this method.
Okay, I'll make sure we have everything there. I just love what you're doing for humanity and absolutely invite the audience to get the book. As you said, all the proceeds are going to helping people have a home. That really hits me because for me, my home has always been super important to me. I've been always very picky about where I live because I want that feeling of serenity. I want that feeling that when I come home, like it's my space. It feels good to me. And I've often thought about how that isn't truth for everybody. Not everybody has had the luxury to be picky. Not everybody has even had a home. So I really honor and celebrate what you're doing and will definitely get the word out about your book as much as possible. For one, the benefit that the book through the proceeds and also just what you're teaching and you're gifting people, you know, not just like get rich quick, right? Like you said, creating that internal abundance so that they can create that external abundance. And that's really where we merge, you know, the external and the internal. That's where we really feel fulfilled. So we find that joy, that happiness, that love when the internal and the external are really harmonized and in that resonance. So such beautiful, beautiful work you're doing.
And Alara, you know, when I want to share with you. You tell something so beautiful through your word. You know, you tell, when I go back to your house, you know, you feel it, you know, you are find the house you want. And I am agree, not everybody, they have the same possibility, but they have the possibility to make their home wherever they are in some way where the home speak to them. And two, when they go out, they step out, you know, from their house, you know, they see something different. But inside is the important part. You know, what this means is I feel now, because I think about, I am now in real estate from when I have 22 years old, I am 40 now, and it's a lot of year. And I feel it when I go in one house, I feel if it's love or not. If it's energy or not. Sometimes, believe me, I feel, a lot of pressure over here, a lot of pressure over here, because, and house is the place where you started to create something, you know, and after you go out to the world.
No, it's beautiful, because sometimes you go into a house, and the house is beautiful aesthetically, but it feels cold. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that warmth. And I'm not talking temperature, right? But the warmth of the love and the warmth of the presence of the people, it absolutely makes a difference to also just how we're able to show up in ourselves every single day when we have that space. And I love how you speak to cultivating that space, because even if you don't have the perfect home that you want, you can cultivate the space that you do have, both, you know, creating that as well as that internal space, you know, using the breathwork, using the prayer, using the meditation to create that space internally for yourself, which of course is going to help you to create it externally of yourself as well.
And Alara, you know what? The thing really important, the breath part, you know, the respiration, a lot of people, they forgot, but it's really so important because it's the first step when we born, you know, we started to breathe. And how we breathe, you know, is so essential, so important. And to try to working on this technique and you possible teach people, you know, based in your experience is so important because, you know, I think so your rules in the world is so important because people, they forgot from briefing, we, you know, decide if we change our day in good or bad, you know?
Yes. Yes. And to me, the breath is the fundamental resource. You know, wealth is resource. And the breath is that fundamental resource. We're not living if we're not breathing. So the better we breathe, the more conscious we are and connected to our breath, then the more conscious we are connected to that innate abundance that you speak to, the abundance that exists both internally and externally of ourselves. So yes, yes, yes. So delicious. We're on the same frequency. We're speaking the same lingo for sure.
Yeah. And you know, and I think so, like, really, you know, I'm so happy because people like you, other people, they do this kind of podcast. They elevate other human beings, really. I believe in what I tell you with all my heart. And plus, with your professionality, what you teach, you're really possible change a lot of human beings. And we are in this life for this reason, because after we have our... everything great for us, if we don't share with other human being, you know, becoming, I think, a little bit selfish, you know. For this reason, I need to tell you, you know, you do a perfect job, first of all, with this podcast and your work you do for other human being, you know, because other people, not everybody, they do what you do, you know.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I received that. There's a wonderful artist called MC Yogi. And he has a song that I always, my boys and I have a 9-year-old and 11-year-old. We put it on in the car. We're always singing to it. It's Give Love Away. And it speaks so much to what we're speaking here today, making that impact on others, giving that love, even if people can't receive it, giving the love, even if they don't understand it, just keep giving the love. Jacobo, thank you so much. This has been such a delicious conversation and just honestly a delight from my end as a host to connect to you. Learn your story, and I'm excited to get this out there and help you to market your book, get people reading the book, buying the book, and supporting you through your process and your vision. And we already mentioned a lot of the links. I'll have all of those links in the show note. Is there anything else you want to say for people on how they can connect to you?
I want to tell something for them. You know, believe in what you do. Try to find something to, you know, detach to the world and bring you energy, and after do action for your goal. Because our obligation, like human being, really, I believe with all my heart, is to try our, to find our purpose, and after to achieve this and give back to the society. And this is what I want to share with your audience. Really, this is the last word. Believe in what you want. Find something, bring you energy, and do action every day. You will realize whatever you want, you know?
Beautiful way to end the conversation. And to the audience, absolutely reach out, get the book, and support him in this beautiful process and in his vision. It always comes around when we give love. That's the message of that song. We give love. You know, we receive love, and the more we give, the more we receive. And there's no end. There's no limit to the amount that we can show up and give love. So absolutely. Thank you so much to the audience. As always, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do and that you're here with us listening and joining in on the conversation. Just by listening, just by being a part of the audience, you too are making an impact. I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.